But this svara wouldn't work. The male, he says, becomes a jealous. We deal with gufa yisur. So gufa yisur is going to remain also, even though it was nifsal achila lakelad even in the middle of the process. Yes?
I want to know the relationship. Eggs are yolks even
answer.
I thought
I was
like, no,
but
that's not.
No, eggs are sure. For sure? I see why. Okay, no, that's Rabban's first terms. The male, he says, becomes a jealous. We deal with gufa yisur. So gufa yisur is going to remain also, even though it was nifsal achila lakelad even in the middle of the process. Yes?
I wanted to know the relationship. Eggs are
yolks, even
answer. I thought
I
was like,
no,
but that's not.
No, eggs are going to remain. Sure. For sure? Okay, no. That's Rabban's first terms. Sure. The Rambam says that if you have a frog made as tray, but it's not min tome. In fact, the rive is women min tome. It's a different reason. Mr. Srukhi says Reb Chaim that no, you need both. Eino min tome means that it's not an independent issue, it's only a yotze min osa. What's a yotze min osa? The svar of Mr. Srukhi can work. If it would be goofy, so the svar would not work. Because it was also, it was Roy, it's not Roy. Who cares what happened in between? It's irrelevant. But if it's not goofy, it's only yotz enough, and the whole reason is because of its history. It's not the link, it's not the chain, that's it, there's no more history. The Mela, the cop to the afro, it's more of it's ain't a mitzvah, it's only yotz, and it's disrupt the answer. When it comes to jealous, it's awesome, it's a goofy. This is Rabban's first word. Then he had two others. He suggests as follows, the big kiddush. Maybe we should say a proa beitzas tome is a yotze min a yotze. He considered the beitzah to be a yotze min a osur, min a op tome, op trefa. And he also considered the proa to be a yotze min a beitzah. That to me is a bit kiddish. I wouldn't have said that. I would have said the proa is not a yotze min a beitzah. The proa is just a metamorphosis of the beitzah. The yotze is something which is, you know, exists over and above the original. It's an animal produces milk. An animal is still an animal. If a bird is produced an egg, the bird is still a bird. So that's what yotze meant. But Rabban extended to the egg which metamorphosized into the chicken, he also considered that to be yotze. Why should yotze mean a yotze be better than plain yotze? Here we mentioned the Rav Shechta Shalita said in the Mesora, according to Rabbi Yitzchak, upon the vision. In the Zebi Yitzchak, based on the Rambam Mekarim Gimel Alacha Aleph, in Macholas Asuris. But Yotze Min Osa is only an Isra say. There's no Malchus on it. And the din of Yotze Min Osa only applies to Yotze from an Isra Shalokan Olam. I repeat, Rav says two things in the same sentence. Some of he eats something which is Yotze Min Isra Shalokan Olam is Osir Min Atorah Ma'im, but by him some is not getting Malchus. So Yotze Min A Yotze, so it's Yotze from an Isra She'en Lokan Olam. According to what we said before, based on the Rambam, he's had the government start. According to Rabbah, Yotzim and Yotzim is so cold that the district Shruch would not have these. The policy may practice to a plain yotze or certain to a goofa yisur. And finally, Rabban Zatzal suggests maybe yotze, maybe it doesn't mean it. Mr. Tzruchi means it's called pirusha v'yalma. And we discussed this later on of keva, of the intestine of the animal in terms of it's being done on minus for the making of the milk of the cheese. So the Gemara implied whatever's in the stomach of the animal, it's like you said before, it's like excrement. Not quite, but that's on its way. And as a result, we say it's considered It's not considered a food at all. Not just as nifsal me'achila. It's not in the category of ochel, period. So to the natural process of the metamorphosis of a chicken of an, from an egg, in between it's called pirusha b'alma. We injected bitter-tasting foods in it. It's called a natural process. So it's not considered pirusha b'alma. But it would have no reference no connection to a normal case of gelatin, where we make it nifso by our chemical processes. This is what the Rabban suggested as a third reputation. Fine.
Any questions?
Yes. Who cares what's going on at 12? What's going on at 12 and 1 is what's important. 12 is nothing. This is the Vada, the Vada Gavada. It's a famous love reason.
Why is there not?
There certainly is at 12 and 1. But at 12 o'clock, he was not in violation of an Issa D'oraisa. It was nothing. It wasn't Chazal and Starufi at that point. That is a more traditional pshat. The Dagon Merivavach, again quoted by the Shari Shiva, says that the Issur of Chati Shir, Osim, and HaTorah only applies to the Issuri Achila, Kol Chalev, Bayirah, Bayimah, it's not an Issur Achila. And the longest of the Chacham Tzvi, that was the Dagon Merivavach, not Yudah. Chacham Tzvi says, you know, Chati Shia works in the principle of Achshave. Remember, we had Achshave on the level of the Rabbanan, if you ate something, which is we discussed it a few weeks ago, last week. Yes? Right.
Say
it's not.
He's gonna say if you throw up, you know. What? Less than
anxiety
of
grief, you're
not
going to have
for...
Not, that's right.
Zero.
That's right. So he says? Anyone who's against that, is a Rashi in the Shabbos is against that. By Bishul, Rashi says, if you do Bishul, Chatzik, Grogeres, Yechai, Tzosim, and HaTorah. So Rashi. Against Rashi. I believe there are some who discuss that Rashi might be a Chiddush, not one of these two. Chacham Tzvi says, although the Torah says only kazayas, less than is nothing. But if you go ahead and you ate this piece of ham, less than kazayas, you indicate that although ordinarily less than kazayas is irrelevant, it's nothing. But if you're going to make a special effort to eat it, that means you're being machshavit, so it's also in a Torah. It's far as a Torah of machshavit. But by your month, you don't do anything. You happen to own half the kazayas of chavos.
But you go and buy it.
If you buy it, I don't know, maybe it would be awesome in a Torah. If you just own it, it's nothing. Those three answers are all found in the Shari Tshuva. There's a sefer called the Torah's Chesed. Very interesting sefer. Simon Mem Dalat, Cotton Task, gives two other additional reasons. Can you imagine that? Two additional reasons. Why does no Bayroa, Bayamatzi, be the rice of a Chatzishir? Either because like piruim or battling, there's a new way there. If it's less than shia, it's like bottle. It's like crumbs, like we just said before, there's no shame ochel on it. We said it before on a level of the Rabbana. We were scared to say the level of the rice. Because I'm not the Torah Sessions, I'm scared. He wasn't scared, he said it. On the level of the rice, it's piruim, it's nothing, it's no shame ochel, and therefore it's considered to be a null by rabbi what's with the rice, not even the chatz yosem in the Torah. Or, he pulled out one of the oldest tricks in the book, Mamash, the first day of his man, the Mamash and Elul. First Rat said the whole din of Vayro is a chidush. So the Navavit says, Shnei Dvorim, Einem, Beshusa, Shal Odom, Vaason, Akosu, Kiile, Beshusa, Bor, Beshus, Rav, and Chomet, Shem, Shalos, and Lamailo. So this extra chidush the Torah pulls out is only said by a Kazayis. And otherwise applies to Einem, Beshusa. We've had that trick used many times in the past. Now pull it out at the very end to give us a little bit of a flavor of what went on. We discussed the elbow. And finally, someone was kind enough, someone was mechava on his own. Zulm, was you? You mechava on Rabbi Warman's Terrace? Was it you or someone else? Yeah. Rabbi Warman to the Gavaldic and Terrace in the name of the Ragachava. You heard it from Rabbi Lazy Silva, who said it for the Ragachava. You don't, the Khatishir does not apply to an Issa She'ein Bo Malkus. The Lumbus goes like this. The reason why Chatz Yosman at Torah is why Chazal at Zeruf. I mean Chazal at Zeruf. Half a Zayas now and half a Zayas later for the Achiv of Malchus. So what I'm doing now is relevant and you can't just disregard it. It's going to lead up to Achiv of Malchus. But, suggests the Rogachov, if I have an Isser, which will never be Malchus, never. Which is by Yerov, so there's no Malchus, as I'm going to say, never going to be Malchus. I'm going to say, Chatishias Chazat, it's not Chazat Saruf. Because when you have a Kazayat, don't give Malchus anyway. There won't be any Malchus when you have when you hit Kazayas. So you're going to say it's not awesome with the rise of Chazat Saruf to a Kazayas for Malchus, there is no Malchus. So therefore, we say like this, if it has a Kazayat, it's awesome and a Torah believe Malchus. And if it's less a Kazayat, it's Mutter. If you were to say that it's also, there would be no difference because I and not because I. It would be exactly the same thing. Atkan, all those Gedolei Olam, many generations who try to propound the theory that there's no Chatishir with our Asim and Atoma by Ol Vayimot. However, they did not have the last word. Yes, they did. But the whole Bali Roy is only a Chiddush HaTorah. Because it's Eina B'shusso Shalada, Vasan HaKosov Kila B'shusso. That does not apply when there's no Kazayas. But a man, it's not yours, it's not Shalcha. They wrote a Chacham. The Minchas Chinuch says like this. Shagas Arias said his whole verb, he was bothered by Akasha. What did the Shia for? Why bother giving the Shia a whole Sug and Beitzo, which we'll get to later on, tomorrow I guess, last day. No, Sarah Bekazayas, the Chometz Bekakosev, it's the first mission, everybody knows the first mission. What's the difference? There's no Malchus anyway. That's a game of the Skiddush, and the difference was at least the right, because it's no Chatzishir. Says the Mechaz Finich, there's a knockoff from the Rogachov as well also. There's a difference. There is a difference. The difference is for Shvuah. The Klal is, you take a Shvuah to eat trade, it's not Chal. It's not Chal, it's Nishma Levant Vasa Mitzvah. But the Gemara said if you take a Shavuot, did a Chatzis Zayas, it is Chal. Presumably, because Chatzis Zayas is an Issa Kal, it's not such an Issa Choma, whatever it is. So it's an Issa Klon, and it's a Prati, the Rav one set up Shad. Remember we discussed it before. Kol Ponim, whatever reason, the Shavuot is Chal. Once you hit a Shir Shalom, even if there's no Malchus, the Shavuot is not Chal. That's what we have to know, because I have a Kol Semes. And he pulled out a Rambam. Pulled out his real, Rambam. The Rambam says, amazing Rambam. The Rambam says, Chatishir Osir Vachila Chometz, Shenema Lo Yeochel. Shenema Lo Yeochel. Shenema Lo Yeochel. What does that mean? Chatishir Osir Menator. It's always Osir Menator. Always. By Chelev, by Dam, by Nevela. Well, it's always. The Kasha. Yeah, the Tzlach says, here in our daf, Mem Dalim and Al. Anaf Kamina. When it's Lochaz, it's Taruf. When it's Lochaz, what's, how can it be Lochaz and Taruf? Simple. Simple. You have a case where a guy eats a Mashahu of Chometz right before Shkia and Shvi Shofes. There's no way you can ever get down the remainder, what's missing to Shia Kazayas before the sun sets. Impossible. So he opens his mouth, sun sets already, finished. In Tzlach, Shari Suri Torah, we know Malchus, Lochazel Tzeruchim. No, it would not be Osimena Torah, Lochazel Tzeruchim. And the Chometz is Osimena Torah, Lochazel Tzeruchim. And if that's the case, we understand why he didn't pass it, Loya. Adkan Minchas Chinuch. Memela, Akad Tzlach. Memela, says the Minchas Chinuch. We can apply exactly the same thing to Bali Roh Bali Matze. And say, at Bali Roh Bali Matze, you are over the Chatishir, even though it's Lochaz and it's Tarufi. Even though it's Lochaz and it's Tarufi. Why? Because special Gzeres HaKosov. a special Neras HaKasa. Chama is unique, Shlo Yeracham. And by a Rav, there are from Achila, you don't need Chazal HaTzeruf. Furthermore, suggests, this is the end of the Mechastin, of amazing Svara. Who says the Shagasai's facts are right? Shagasai is assuming, if I have a half of Kazai's HaChamas, and I burn it, and I buy another half of Kazai's HaPod. That's his assumption, remember, 12:01. Says, who said? Now it's 12:10. Says the Minchas Chinuch, if I own a half because I have a 12:10, and I burn it, and I buy another half because I have a 12:11, I'm chayef. I mean, it's a chayef dar amova dar rice to buy raw kashir. It's chazal it's the rufitan. He gives examples like Meila. Other cases we have Melechas Shabbos. You don't always need to have everything at once. You can do things gradually, and then can they come together? Only half desires now, different half desires later. You know about it, Rav? Kind of Mechassim. This is a very long and lumdusha dispute, this issue of Chatzi Zayas, whether it's a violation of Vayirah by Yamate or not. Okay. I want to discuss with your permission just one more Nakuda, and then we'll stop. I know you have still have classes today. One more Nakuda, and then we'll stop and do the rest of the mission tomorrow. Remember, tomorrow is Saturday at 9:30. Came across a Gemara on the Mandala of the Beis, which speaks about Kupas Or. It's the top, it's the first wide line. Look inside again, please. Kupas Or Sheyichdali Yeshiva Butla. Keter of Shimon ben Elazar. Tanakama says what? Lo Butla. Unless what, says the Gemara? Im Tov Paneh Betit Batla. So I want to know what's pshat in this din of Kupa Sar Sheyichta Lishiva B'Tov Betit, but it's Batla. Why is it so? Number one. And what status does it in fact have? After it is Batla, what status have with respect to Achira, with respect to Hano, and with respect to Biyu, to that one another. So what Kupa Sar Shirk Lishiva is, we had three different understandings in ascending order of Chumrah. It's extremely relevant to whether it applies to something which we'll be discussing at length tomorrow, denatured alcohol and things of that nature. Okay, came out that way. First reaction was, oh, unbelievable. The Kemble up here. First we said, let's be simple here. First we said that if you do a maisa, the tonic, the Rav Shiva says, it's Kupa Sar Sheyichdal Yeshiva. You didn't lift a finger. You just had a mental process. Yichdal Yeshiva, you intend, you designated for sinning. That alone is enough to knock out the din of an ochel. That's all. Just thinking about it. Thinking about it. Where the court is, he passed with the chum like Tana Kama. No. You have to do something about it. Do something about it. So our first thought was, as long as you do anything about it, that's already considered to be Kupa Sar Sheyichdal Yeshiva B'Tov Petit. Let me Tov Petit. Not Halakha Hashem Sina. As long as you do something about it, then we say you are, all the coolers of Kupas Or, which is Yichdal Yeshiva, the Tov Petit apply. So at first glance, therefore, if you denature alcohol, that should be considered Kupas Or, Yichdal Yeshiva, the Tov Petit. You threw in the poison, the junk, to make it distasteful, and therefore maybe even dangerous. So that should be considered to be in the category of Tov Petit. That's our first machshav. And we were bothered by the problem. How can it be? All these booklets. Remember the booklets? The booklets, Aser, the Play-Doh with the noodle designs on the wall. Even though you did an action to designate it as something just to do nothing. You did something. So then we thought that perhaps it has to become inaccessible. And we thought that perhaps this is a dispute or the top petit has to be on one side or on four sides. Maybe six sides. Figure out, depends on the shape. Where that machlokas of Mishnah Berurah is Sukkot Mem Beis. If you just need a miser, it should be enough to have only one side. Mashma from Rashi, as the Shara Tzion says over there. If it should be inaccessible, you need top petit mikol tzad, the mechavas mashma. That was our second thought. But even if our second thought is right, still, if it's DNA ancient alcohol, it should still be. Since right now you can't use it. Even if you can go to the chemistry lab with Dr. Siegel and heat it up with the still with a fancy machine, but right now it's inedible completely. Even the inaccessible chair of Tuck Petit, you can cut it open and get it out. Why do all these books are so machmir? In those cases, it's not inaccessible. But the ancient alcohol is inaccessible. So we saw a T-Pesach of Frank Lotz's Chocham Echot. Chocham Echot El, Dawat, that it should be Kupa Sor, Bok Shekivan, the Chocham Echot. I wonder who he is. I go, I give him a big Ashokarech. I was Mechavet to him, the Chocham Echot. And the Baal, Mechaber, the footnotes, gives him the back of the hand. He says, even if you're right, it's considered to be Kupa Sor, Batok Batin, it's Osir Bahano. Osir Bahano. Even if Eina Tzorof Levad, Osir Bahano. Footnote something or other in the Mikroi Kodesh. I think it's Simon Nundalit. In the footnotes, I wrote it down somewhere. Hold on, give me a second. Footnote 3, Simon Nundal, that's right. Simon Nundal, footnote 3. So of course he's coming to defend Elton Zeta. Zeta, the Chief Esa Frank. But it's wrong. He's wrong, because the Chief Esa Frank didn't only say it also about no. You have to get rid of the alcohol. He didn't say it also about no. You have to get rid of the ancient alcohol. It doesn't even help. And secondly, I think it's factor also wrong. In my opinion, it's fact wrong. Kupa saw Shiyukna the Yeshiva of Tokh Matidah's mother to sit on it. That's Pashup Shah in Gemara. I quote the Shara Tzion, the Tad, the Prima Gadim. I read the Shara Tzion different from him. I read the Shara Tzion only as a Ba'achila. He said, also Ba'achila Menat Torah. He saw the Chazanish in fact was specific about that. Chazanishto, maybe it shouldn't only be awesome. Once you knock out the Shem Ochel, it shouldn't be awesome in Achilim and the Torah anymore. It didn't come from Dagon. It didn't come from wheat. It's made from who knows where. It's a different mid. So the Mishnah Berurah says, no, the Shara Tzion, it's awesome anyway. Awesome Achilim, presumably in the Torah. That's what the Rabbon. That's what he meant. He doesn't mean that it's awesome Bahano. In fact, we saw it's not awesome Bahano. No, but how do you defend the Zeta of Chief Esa Frank? And even Rav Moshe with all of his coolness, never said anything about Toch Petit, and he had certain chumras for that reason. Remember the Goyish at the dog store, that tshuva? On the Toch Petit in all those cases. And finally came through my wits, but I think they have a different pshat completely about Toch Petit. Ravanish never said his idea, that it's coming from a different mid than the average situation of Chomajud of Nisal and Achila. No, it's only here. Because here you made the Ochel into a Kli. Toch Petit makes it into a Kli. And as we know from many areas of Halacha, Kli and Ochel is tied to the Sasri. Can't be a Kli and an Ochel at the same time. You make it into a Kli, it's Botel Shem Ochel, you made it. So much so that the Chazanish suggested that maybe you reinvent the Ochel, it's not also Midorais. That's when the coolers of Toch Petit, including Hefe, not only the Eitzar of Levair, Mutter Ba'ano, there's even a Habermeter, it's not an Osa Bachila Dorais, which we reject. All based on the fact that it became a Kli. If it didn't become a Kli, they hold, even though it's now completely inedible and inaccessible, etc., it's still not considered to be the Kaiser of Toch Petit. That's the opinion of these people, these persons more mafia against the Chokhan Echad. chat about soap. Soap and Kliu, it came up in a conversation. But of course, a further analysis of this idea of soap and all these things, medicines, requires a much more careful study of what's considered Nifsom Echilas Adam, Nifsom Echilas Kelev, and what happens if it becomes Gorol Echilas Adam again. That initially will be the Shiva tomorrow. Okay, so 9:30 tomorrow morning, of the grand finale, and I'm going to have a conference then for the Shia 9:30 Wednesday and Thursday. This is the end of the Chazara, and this is Shem, a week from tomorrow, and the Bechinus. The Bechinus will take place in the morning, and I want to set up times. Okay. I'd like to give Mr. Shem shiur next
Wednesday.
Next Wednesday, I'd like to give a regular shiur. For those who want to come, let's say 1 o'clock, maybe a little after 1, for, say 1 o'clock. So, it could be a little after 1:15 even. So after all the pachin is packed in, let's say from 9:15 to 1:15. 4 hours shouldn't be too bad. That's Bryson number 1. Bryson number 2, Tana Rabbanan. Apache Ipsha, Venifsla, Vilefa, La'odna, Vakelev, Yocha, La'ofla. Metama Tumas Ochel Mechabeta Minisrevis and Matmeir BePesach. Two prices is a major question in the Rishonim. Are these two prices talking about the same thing or about two different things? According to Rov Rishonim, it's the same thing. The Path Shipshah on top is the same as the Path Shipshah on the bottom. We're discussing a case where it's Roy LaAchilas Kelev. Then and only then do we say that Path Shipshah is Chayav Levar. But if it's Nifsom Achilas Adam, it's Eino Chayav Levar. This is the Rambam Shita, the Ran, no Rav Rishonim. The question, of course, becomes, what's the difference? Why is there a difference between Nifsom Echilas Adam and Nifsom Echilas Kelev, Amonashah? If you say that it breaks the rules of which normally apply to Macholas Asuris, namely, you require Nevela, Ruel, Ager, so once it broke through the barrier of Ruel, Ager, so what's the difference? Is there any Ruel, Adam, or any Ruel, Kelev also? What's the difference? That's the question. So there are a couple of answers can be given. One, sure. According to this reading of the Gemara, and the two brises, I should say, so Nifsom Achilas Adam is Chayav Levar. Nifsom Achilas Kelev is Eino Chayav Levar. So the question becomes, why should that be so? No man of Shah. If you, once you break through the barrier of Nifsom Achilas Adam, which is the rule in Kol HaTorah Kula, you need to nevel Ariel Ager, and you said even though it's Eino Ariel Ager, you're still Chayav anyway, so what's the difference between Ariel Kelev and not Ariel Kelev? Man of Kamina. Anyway, make the grade, didn't meet the normal qualifications of Royal Laguerre. So what if it was Ainer Royal Laguerre and Royal Laguerre, Ainer Royal Laguerre and Ainer Royal Laguerre? Might not be Mina. That's the question. The answer might be, we can give one of two answers. One answer, this is the Rush puts it, if it's Nifsom Achilas Kelev, it's Afra Bialma. In other words, if it's Nifsom Me'odom, so then it's Exeris HaKosu, you're not Chayav in the Maisa Achila. That's how I want to put it. You're not Chayav in the Maisa Achila. I don't want to use the expression Shalom Kederach Achila, so that's a different expression. But even if you say it's a Chesaron in the object itself, nevertheless the Chesaron is not so strong, we don't say it's considered to be Ofra Me'al. We say Shalom Kedera Hachilasa means I have a regular normal food which could be consumed perfectly normally and I eat in a crazy way. Boiling hot, freezing cold, whatever, I mix in bitter things. That's just a concern purely in the Maisa Achila. If the object itself is itself inedible, that means it can't get, maybe it's completely impossible to get a normal Maisa Achila out of it because after all it's not Roy for an Adam. So then we say that we say that in Kol HaTorah Kula it's mutter, and when it comes to Tachpach Ipshan, Pesach and Tosa. However, it's Nifsom Achilas Kelev, then it's Afra V'Alma, it's dirt, it's just like a piece like dust. So even on the Chometz of Pesach would be Eino Chayav Levar. That's how the Rosh seems to say. So a Shalom, it's a difference in Din between Nifsom Achilas Adam and Nifsom Achilas Kelev. Nifsom Achilas Kelev is Afra B'Alma, the Gemara puts it in Bechoros, nothing. And Nifsom Achilas Adam, although you're not Chayav Achilaso, because of the Gzeres HaKotz, the Nevelash and the Real Ager, it's not considered quite Afra B'Alma, and therefore, although ordinarily speaking you would be Potter,
when it comes to Chametz Pesach, you are in fact chayav. This is what the Rosh says. There is another approach that I must tell you, to be honest, and that is approach suggested by the Kri Chodesh based on other sources. That's a matter of Metzius. This will appeal us other than what the Gemara calls Roi Lechamea Kama Isis Acheris. Roi Lechamea Kama Lechamea Kama Isis Acheris. But this will appeal us Kela, then the Metzius is no longer considered to be Roi Nifsal, excuse me, to be the Mechamea Kama Isis Acheris. Nifsal the Keller, then and only then is it considered to be Sor. How can these Rishonim suggest that on the contrary, Nifsal the Keller then it's not going to be a Keller, is no Chiv? So the answer given by the Bir Halach and others before and after, the two kinds of Nifsal. What is Nifsal because of the Chimutz? It's like a very powerful, it's so Mechumat, it's so powerful. Of the Keller, then and only then is it considered to be Sor. How can these Rishonim suggest that on the contrary, this will be Keller, then it's not going to be a Keller, is no Chiv? So the answer given by the Bir Halach and others before and after, the two kinds of Nifsal. What is Nifsal because of the Chimutz? It's like a very powerful, it's so Mechumat, it's so powerful, it's leavening properties, that it becomes Nifsal Mechilas Keller. Then Yechayim, that's exactly the kind of Sor which the Torah speaks about. It's so powerful, this leavening property, it's even a dog with a tough. But what we're discussing over here is not that kind of a case. We're discussing Pasha Ipsha became moldy and spoiled, and the Psul Mikelev is not because of its chometz making properties, because of some other rotting process that took place. In that kind of a case, according to these Rishonim, you would in fact be pumped with Nifsa Mechilas Kalim Chayav Levan. This is the opinion of Rav Rishon. The what you might call the minority view is that of the Raivin. The Raivin has absolutely nothing doing. They're two completely separate brises over here. The brisa on top and the brisa on the bottom. The brisa on top says that Tashitshus Chayavavav is Rav, the Shochkul, Chavakim, is Kamis Zacher, is referring to a case where it's Nifsa Mikelev. And because it's Nifsa Mikelev, that's why they need the reason of Rav, the Chamel, the Shachta L'chamei Kamei Tzachet. If not to that, then the fact that then Nifsa L'kelev would be proper. But since you have the concept of Rav L'chamei, you chayev even though it's what? Nifsa L'kelev. And they go to the second price, Apat, Shibshav, Nifsa L'lechel, other Makelev Yachalachos, so then you have to burn it on Pesach. He's referring to a case which ain't no Rav L'chamei Kamei Tzachet. So therefore, what's it then? The then it's as follows according to the writer. The Raivet considers the situation of a food, which is Nifsam Achilas Oda, Rakel of Yochel Yochla, to be food, to be regular, it's mamish food. And if so, we say that the Chiyav, although the Chiyav Achila, which depends upon a Maisa Gamra, would not exist, Bein Arul Ager, but the Chiyav of Beer Chometz, which we're discussing over here, the Chiyav of Yochel Tzorach, the Chayav Levar, ain't a Chayav Levar, that certainly depends upon the Chefta exclusively, and the chef is considered completely fit. As such, since the chefza is considered an ochel, we therefore say that his chefza, which is considered an ochel, would be chayim and by raw by emati without recourse to royal chameis zacherus. That's the price on the bottom. So the price on the top of it must be, what must it be telling you? It must be telling you that it's considered to be chayav and levar in its royal chameis zacherus, even if it nifs on mikelim. And the Achron already pointed out, many Achron, the Raivan Ram Lashitasan and Nichus Tuba. The Raivan and Nichus Tuba considers a food which is nifsal, me'achilas odom, a kelev yachalof, is susceptible to tumah based on the price on the Mishnah, which was found later on our daf. Kolam v'taris, kolam yuchal lo'achal odom, tomei shi'posam milechal lekelev. That means it's considered to be the kabel tumah, the way the rabbi reads the Mishnah kipshuta, until the nifsal me'achilas kelev. It's considered to be a food. So you don't need royal lechameh. So royal lechameh is only necessary when it's nifsal me'achilas kelev. Then royal lechameh helps. And the Rama has a different shot in the Mishnah, in the Mishnah, in the Mishnah, in the Mishnah. Once it's nifsa machilas, it's not really considered to be a food, and as such, we say that it's, you need a svar of royal lechameh sacheris just to be mechayv and by royal by imatze, or to say it's chayv levayer in nifsa meyoda. Nifsa mekel dafer miyama, and royal lechameh wouldn't even help. It's a fundamental machlokus to derive it in Rav Rishonim, including the Rambam, prominently the Rambam among them, in terms of the shot in these two brights. Of course, the simple reading of the Tosefta confirms the opinion of the Ravid. That Nifsa Machilas Kelev is called Sa'or for all intents and purposes. Okay, these are the two brights which we find on the Nehemiah base concerning Pasha Isha. Fine. Now that we've said all this, we have to analyze a few different phrases found in the Gemara. Found and not found. Particularly three phrases I want to discuss with you now. We'll have to see how to analyze them. One is the Awa Gemara, Royal Lechamea Kama Isis Acheres. What does that mean? Oh, we have a Svara. Royal Lechamea achieved something. Either a Nifsal Me'odam, a Nifsal Lekelev, whatever, whichever one, they're on the right and respectively. Royal Lechamea makes it Yechayav Levar, otherwise it would not be. What does that mean? What's the significance of Royal Lechamea? Question one. Question two is a Gemara which is found in the Masechta Beitza, where it says that Sa'or is ain't a royal offer. Perishing Gemara. Sa'or is ain't a royal achila, as opposed to Chometz. Remember, we had a discussion already. We mentioned it briefly yesterday. Sa'or b'chazayis, almost b'chol sevres, machol b'shan b'shilo, which is Mokhoma, which is Mokal, back and forth. And in that context, of Zion and Beitza, Gemara says, well, Sa'or is ain't a royal achila. What does that mean? And finally, it's a question of omission. In our Masechta Pesachim, back on the Chavdal on the days, the Gemara lists a number of exceptions to the rule that you require to get Malkus, you only shlok and derech achilosim. Klayim, Kerem is an exception. And Basar B'cholam, the Gemara suggests, might be an exception. What's missing? What's missing is Chametz. Why is Chametz there? You have a Gemara, Pasha Yitzha. If it's ain't a roi, even though it's ain't a roi, achilas adam, it's chayim nevertheless. It means it's even by definition, it's shaloka derech achila. Why isn't it found in the Gemara Chavdala in the base? Those are the three questions I want to raise. Sure. The Gemara Chavdala in the base lists off a bunch of cases, exceptions to the rule. It's called a ochum kulan lo chayim achilas, ain't a local name, ala derech achilas, chutz, b'klai akere. Later on, chutz, v'vasa b'chol. What about Chometz and Pesach? Is it enough for the Gemara? Yechai Pash Yipsha, that's Shaloka Derech Achilasa. Chayav Levar. Those are the questions which the Mefarshim discuss. And they're all related to one another, so I'm putting it together. Let's start with the Awa Gemara. Roy Lechameh. What does it mean, Roy Lechameh? What do the words mean? Roy Lechameh. Here we find the Machlokas and Mefarshim, what the word Roy Lechameh mean. He, Mekor Chayim, does royal lechameh mean considered royal achilas adam? It's royal agar. Usually, if we say it's pasha yipsha, it ain't a royal agar. Because the agar can't eat it. But here, the agar can eat it. How can he eat it? He'll put it into the dough. The dough will rise. And in that way, it's considered somehow to be royal, that it accomplishes a particular purpose. True, you can't be eaten straight. it can achieve a purpose of being mechamea, this makes it to be considered al pi halacha as royal achila. This is how the Makor Chaim says. Royal achameim is labeled al pi din as royal achila. It accomplishes something. You know, it's pasha yipsha, it's junk, but it's royal achameim, and therefore al pi halacha is considered to be royal achila. But it has to the property doctrine be mechamea. That's how the Makor Chaim says. Chazanish takes it one step further. He says, no, royal achameim is not really the reason. Royal Chameh is a technical reason. Why does Ma put it into in the kitchen? You know, why does Betty Crocker, why does she put it into her cookie dough? Because it's Royal Chameh. That's just history. The real significant factor, the only significant factor according to this interpretation of Chazanish is Lemaisa. It's put into the dough. Yeah, the reason why you put something which is pretty moldy into the dough is because it happens to be Royal Chameh. But if I put it in for a different reason, whatever the reason may be, as long as it ultimately is incorporated into the mixture which is eminently edible, is considered to be in the category of royal achila. Nafkamina could be popular, we'll see later, for jello. The jello may be considered inedible, but if you ultimately put it into the jello, and then it stays in the jello, and it's delicious, and there's always room for jello, and the thing which is nifsal is incorporated into the final result, if you pay $1 a pack for, so obviously it's considered to be royal achila. Ait na mechamea, who cares? Mechamea is not an intrinsic cause. That's number two. Incidentally, in gel, maybe it isn't an equivalent of a chamea. Whatever particular property may have maybe the equivalent, but that's irrelevant. This is number two. However, the footnote to Rabbeinu David says the whole thing is wrong. Completely wrong. The pshat is, he said it again, I think he's right based on the Lashon of the Ran and Rabbeinu David, is no. Royal chamea means it's included in the category of sa'or. Only because it's considered in the category of sa'or do we say that this pascha ipsha is chayav. Royal chamea is a code word for sa'or. We know that sa'or is inedible and chayav anyway because it's mechamea sacheris. So to pascha ipsha chometz, as long as it's royal shochel chamea, fits into the category halachli of sa'or. Big nafkamina. Nafkamina would be this chumra of royal chamea is said only by chometz of Pesach. Because the existence of the category of sa'or, that's true according to the footnote to Rabbeinu David, based on the Rabbeinu David themselves. Well, no, so they didn't call it Torah Kula. Either any time it's ma'amid, according to the Shittas of Makor Chaim, according to the Chazanish, any time it fits into the ultimate package, it fits into the ultimate compound, which is very tasty, then it's considered to be in the category of Isser. And we don't say it's Nifsal, then it's automatically permissive. That's Royal Chameh. But mainly we go back to the Ein Royal Achila story. What does that mean? So the traditional interpretation is Sa'or is Ein Royal Achila. You can't eat it. It's simply inedible completely. Pashup Shah Ein Royal Achila. Kelev, as the Tosefta says, others might say it's Ein Royal Achila. Adam, Kelev is only from the perspective of the Sa'or, the Chivut Kashup aspect. Kelev would be considered to be Chayav. That's how everybody learns. Till the Chazanish, he says nothing doing. It's not Shah and Gemara. This pshat in the Gemara, he says, we don't understand exactly what the words mean. He says, the real is you're chayav and sa'or, you're not chayav and sa'or. Sa'or, he said, and this goes to our third question. If you eat sa'or, you're never going to be chayav. It's shalom gedarach achil also, at the very least. And that's not found as an exception to the rule. Sa'or, you're not chayav for. Forget it, you're not chayav and sa'or. So the question is, I think the Gemara is the fairish of the Torah, you're chayav and sa'or, called Machametz lo sochel. And the Gemara speaks about you're chayav and sa'or, kazayas, kosevas, etc. No, it's not an issue. You're only chayav on the sa'or when it gets mixed into the ultimate dough. You throw the sa'or into the dough and it's somehow, I guess, somehow discernible or something, or it's mature to the shear, as the case may be, then you're chayav. But if it would be maintained as a separate identity, the Chazanish claims, in fact, it would be put.
Remediated before 18 minutes.
Right. Not to sell 18 minutes. Talk about sa'or, which is a sourdough. He's going in a consistent way. In all three, in his response to all three, he says, "Roel chamer lav dafka." It means it's just considered in the ultimate product, and the ultimate product is considered edible. So that's it. Automatically considered edible. Number one, ein roel achila means not only eating it left straight. It means the chimutz itself is chimutz kosher. Ein roel achila, but the ultimate product you're eating, in fact, is very much edible. And that's exactly the reason why the Sora is not mentioned in that from Dalam and Bays is an exception. It's not an exception. She ate it, she loved it, never had to love you, in fact, it would be part of it. I Sora, yes, Sora means in the dough, that's it, nothing more, nothing less. This is is his approach, he's consistent throughout.
If you're a putter or mutter?
Now, if a person rejects this opinion, which is what the most impossible do, they say the Enerah Lachim has to be taken literally, so the question becomes, well, why isn't it found in the Gemara of Dalam and Beis, an exception to the rule? See, there are two approaches. The Bekor Chaim's approach is, you know, you're right. It really is not an exception to the rule. It should be potter. It should be no Issa Doraisa to eat the Sora, but it's an inedible object. It's Shloka Derech Achilasa. The reason why it's been a Torah, it's an obligation, it's prohibited for one to eat it, is because of all things, Tashbisu. Tashbisu Sora Batecha. We learned that Tashbisu excludes eating it. Remember that? Only the Balamor is an Eilach HaShvos and Gdol HaMizu. Back at the second paragraph, we saw that in the Sugya. A lot of Balamor in the first paragraph. But the Rov Rishonim learned that to eat the Chometz is not considered HaShvos. HaShvos means not in a normal fashion of eating. So to eat the Sa'ar would not Aishalok and Erech Achilah. So yeah, it's true. It wouldn't be a violation of Malchus. You can't say Lop in Alei and Shalok and Erech. That's why it's not found as an exception. There's no Malchus. Nevertheless, it's awesome. And Torah, at the Bidl of Tashbisu, that's what the Makor Chaim suggests. It's a very interesting suggestion. And the footnote to Rabbeinu David, who we're quoting again, says, no. He says, the exception in the Gemara of Dal is talking about Tosa B'cholov, Klai HaKerem, where 9 times out of 10 you eat this object in a perfectly normal Kederach HaKilasa. Now the Gemara is Mechadesh, that even if you eat it Shalom Kederach HaKilasa, you're also Chaim. That's why it's found in Chavdal in the days. But in the case of Sa'or, you're only Chayim Shalom Kederach HaKilasa. It's always Shalom Kederach HaKilasa. Always, by definition, it's not Rol HaKila. So you're always going to be, the only case that we can conceive of is Shalom Kederach HaKilasa. That's not found in the Gemara on that Chavdal. Chavdal speaks of case where you normally Chayim Kederach HaKilasa. And here's a funny case, even Chayim Shalom Kederach HaKilasa. Where the Chiyah is limited to Shalom Kederach HaKilasa, it's not found in the Gemara on that Chavdal. So we see here, different approaches to these quotations, all of which are very, very relevant to the Easter of Chometz and Sa'or, the expression of Rol HaMeah, the expression of Rol HaKila, and the omission from the category of Lokin Shalokin Derech HaKilas. This is a very important way of, three different ways to understand what this Gemara is all about. Chadish is consistent throughout. He says, Rol HaMeah is lav dafka. All it means is it's edible in the final solution, the final combination. That's what it means? It's lav dafka, it's not true. You would not be chayav shalom kederach hachilasa. You only chayav in a piece of bread. Aye, sorry, in a rol achila, it gives a different shot. The sorry rol achila really means that the chimutz, it's a very powerful chimutz process. Whatever that means, we don't exactly know precisely what that means. He says that it's, he says, Chimutz ha-chometz u-chimutz ha-roi l'achila. The chimutz of Sa'or is en a-roi. It's not that it means like it's kind of chimutz o-kosher. It's a very powerful process. Again, I'm not exactly sure what the words mean, but something to that effect. Okay. Given this background, we're now ready to analyze the two major halachic questions which concern what we call nifsal. Nifsal means the food became inedible, and then it became edible all over again. So what is the halachic status? You already made a number of references to it. Let's start from the beginning now. You have to divide our discussion into two halves. Nifsal machilas adam, and it became edible again. And nifsal machilas kelev, and it became edible again. Let's start with adam first. So the Chavos Das, the famous line, which he says, Siman Kuf Gimel, as follows. Ve'el ha'shein ha'royal again. Tells you that your puzzle can't possibly be referring to a case, he claims, in which the food is presently inedible, then there's no need for a new pasuk of the Ve'el Hashem Ha'royal Ager. Then we know you're potter anyway, because kol zman et ein ha'royal ager by definition is shalom kederach achilaso, and we already know that a general rule called a lokan alam shalom kederach achilaso, presumably from the pasuk of lo yochal. Lo yochal means by definition kederach achilaso. Like other pu'ulas in the Torah. You do it the shinui in an abnormal way, it would not be chayav. So you may know that thing. Pshat pasuk must be that even if you will resuscitate this food and bring it back to the living, back to the category of the raw achilas adam, it remains permissible nonetheless. So says the Chavos Das. Many Achronim argue on him. Chazim Sofer, the Primer Godim, the Achiez, the Maskona, all say he's wrong. All say he's wrong. And they say that Nifser Achilas Adam, became edible again, you would be in fact be chayav. Even the Chavos Das agrees, if it's what we call Omed Lekah, Omed Lekah, it's made, it's meant for this particular use, even though it's Nifsal Ben Kayim, it comes inedible in the interim, you're Kayim anyway. Repeat. Chavos Das is a Mekil. As if it's Nifsal, May Achilas Adam, and it became edible once again, you're potter. But he's a machmer and says that if it's Omer Lekah, it's food, before it became Nifsam Achilas Adam, was Omer Lekah to be used in this fashion, then in fact it would be Chayav. That's right now going to be used. It's Omer Lekah.
When it's Roy or it's not Roy?
Now it's Roy. And it's all made to be made Nifsa the Kamaroi again. But not by accident. It's meant for that purpose at the present time. You would be in fact Chayav. Yes? Chavos Das says that while it's nifsal at that point in time, there's no need for a special puffer in the veil of Shana Ruhi Ligair. We know your puffer because after all, it's Shalok Adarach Achilasa. Therefore, the Torah has to tell you, then in the veil of Shana Ruhi Ligair, I teach you an additional chiddush. Even if now comes back to life and it's once again Roy, Lachilas Adam, doesn't matter. Since it was nifsal in the interim, it doesn't go back to become also all over again. This is what the Chavos Das suggests. But yes, if it's Omer Lekah, if it, before it ever became Nifso, it was meant to become I'm not sure. Either before it became Nifso, or even right now, if it's Omer to be used for this particular purpose, then we say that this special Gneis HaKasuv would not apply. This is what the Chavos Das says. Now, I mentioned to you before, and there are many other Poskim who argue on him, and they say the Chumra, that if it's Nifsom Achilas Adam, and it becomes royal over again, then in fact it would be Chayav against the Chavos Das. However, they concede, as I mentioned before, if it's Nifsom Achilas Kelev, then it's a different story. Then we say, okay, then it's already not going to be Chaim becomes Roy again. This is the opinion of Chaim Oizer and others who make this distinction. And the reason, of course, being, as we mentioned before, is Afra B'Alma. Nifsal Kelev is a different character. Afra B'Alma is dirt. It's not considered a food at all. However, at the same time, the Chaim Oizer is a machmir, and he limits the din of Nifsal B'Emta to a case of Nifsal Kelev. At the same time, he's also a Mekil, because he drastically cuts away at the other category of Omer Lekah. Whereas Omer Lekah, according to the opinion of the Chavos Das, means that right now it's Omer Lekah. Right now is right now, means before it became Nisal, after it became Roy all over again, in the present time. The quarter of Chaim Ari said he is the word. Omed mitchilo lekach. It has to have been meant for this use from the very inception of this food. Not that just now we think, look, what are you doing? It's drunk anyway, we'll use it for this. No. From the very beginning of the food, it has to have been omed mitchilo lekach. And that's a big difference as far as, for example, things such as gelatin. Gelatin, what happens? You have these bones and they became, when they come, nifsal mechila skelet, and then it becomes usable all over again. So again, according to the Chavos Das, we would say that it is also, because right now it's omei lekach. These bones are set aside in the factory to be made into gelatin. But according to the Chaim Ari, it's mutter, because why not omei mitchila lekach? It's not meant from the very beginning, it wasn't meant for this. And although they don't argue about gelatin, which didn't exist in their day, at least we didn't know about it, they argue about shimrei ayin. Shimrei ayin is what they, is that considered to be omei lekach or ain't omei lekach? So the Chaim Ari said it's considered ain't omei lekach, and the Chaim Ari said it's considered omei lekach. What if I can see it? No. We all agree that when the wine originally was made, it was ain't omei lekach. We wanted to drink the wine delicious. And then when you have the sediment, which never puts, forms in the bottom, from that point on, it might be considered omei lekach. But that's much too late according to the Achiyas. Yes, sir.
If the
Chaim
Ari says omei lekach is said even by Nisim Kitchel,
right. I can't prove it, but the stuff, I don't know. Maybe you're right. I'm not sure. Yes, no. Same question. Yes? He's Machmer in the sense that he holds it as Nifsa Machilas Odo. And then it comes royal over again that we say it's prohibited. That's a Maskon after a long analysis which we're not going into right now. Yes, sir, sure. Okay. Now, sweet. It's all right. Now, fine. Beautiful, beautiful. Gavaldo. Now there's one more important. How's that a problem?
Chavos Das said it's
just Nifsa Mechilas Odo. Then it became royal Odo. According to the Chavos Das, it's Mutter. But the Achiezer, it's awesome. That's what we call that a Chumrah.
Also,
is it Mutter, right?
It's all except it's all the time.
Then it's awesome anyway. Okay. So, I guess that's considered only the field of that, of that nature. So is meant for this. In other words, we try to find a little bit more. Some things are meant to be thrown into the garbage, right? And other things are not. Okay. It's meant to be thrown in the garbage, and you decide you'll keep 1% of it and then process it in a food factory. That's not called the field of that. That's how we.
Once you decide, you become the only field of that.
No? It's too late. It's not considered mitchila. That's exactly what the Chaim Ari says. Because the gel they think might be mutter because of this will be emptied. All right. Now Rabosai. Problem. Major problem. There is a Gemara, and this Gemara has to be probably the note that the very important Gemara was discussed with Rosh today, come up again and again. The Gemara speaks about a situation of a old trefer, which had it laid an egg, a betas trefer, and then it developed into a chicken, a froach betas trefer. And the Gemara says, toward of Ramanala, a froach betas trefer is mutter, why? Because in the metamorphosis from the egg to the ultimate afroach, to the little chick, it became nifsal achilas misrach sruche. It became so inedible in the interim. This is what the Gemara says. Now, part of the Ferisha Gemara, the nifsal Achilas Kelev, anyway, it's from the Alma there. Nifson Achilas Kelev is Mutter. Nifson Biyamta. It's a problem. Chalav is Vav. This is in effect only Mitzchilo Ratah. This is from the very beginning. This is meant to be, right? The chicken has an egg, the egg metamorphosis into a little chick, which ultimately keeps going on, and that's how the nature, the natural cycle was built into creation. So why is it? Why is it? Should be quite what we said until now. It should be us. So here we quoted a saying called the Mishnah's Rabbi Aaron. Rabbi Aaron Kotler Zechotah. The Torah prohibits it. It's Yotzei Min HaOsam. Comes from an Oth Tomei, so himself may not be. In case of Yotzei Min HaOsam, this heter of Nifsal V'Yamtza exists. And the logic is, I think, clear, although Rav Chaim doesn't go into it too much. The logic is as follows. Yotzei Min HaOsam is not an independent Issa. You look at this thing as such, it really shouldn't be us. It's us because of its history. Yotzei Min HaOsam us because of its history. So if there's a break in the chain of history, a link is snapped in that chain, so then we say that's it. History is over. We're now starting a new clean slate. We have a new object, and this object is not included in Macholos Asuras. But if you have Kufa Yisur, even though it's Nifsal V'Yemtza, and it becomes Roy again, you'd say, why not? It's still awesome. Because it's also intrinsic. That comes out of the historical connection. It itself is prohibited. Eilus is Rabban Kotla. In the case of the Afroah, which is Yotzim and Osir, that's exactly why Nifsal V'Yemtza works. It's Rabban Kotla. It's Rabban Kotla. Eilus is Rabban Kotla.